Hello, and welcome to the Gallen Education Podcast. Based in Madison, Wisconsin, we are in the business of helping students find success. We offer college counseling, standardized test preparation, academic tutoring, and executive function coaching. Our podcast explores issues and ideas that students and families may want to know more about surrounding the college search and application process.
I'm Liz Jackson, Gallen's Director of College Counseling.
And I'm Paula Wheeler, a college counselor with Gallen. In today's episode, we are talking about urban college campuses. They can offer unique opportunities for students who love city life and want proximity to all of the offerings and amenities that come with living and learning in the heart of a major metropolitan area.
And we are very excited today to welcome Gerard Ames of Fordham University. And I was lucky enough to get to hang out with Gerard on Fordham's Rose Hill campus last summer and do a tour together. And so now we are thrilled to welcome him to our inaugural episode of the Gallen Pod. And so, Gerard, can you first just tell us a little bit about yourself, what your role is at Fordham, and sort of where you were before landing there?
Yes, thank you all so much for having me. It's very exciting being your first guest. My name is Gerard. I am an assistant director of admission at Fordham University, and I have the pleasure of working with students from Wisconsin, Illinois, and select parts of New Jersey. But when in terms of what I do in the office, I'm a part of the admission committee. So in the fall and in the spring, I'm usually out traveling to my designated territory management areas. And then throughout the year, I also work with our tour guides, which is also really exciting. So it's always a joy to understand a little bit more about why they chose Fordham, where they're coming from. But yes, those are some of the things I'm doing in the office. Previously, before landing at Fordham, I was an admission officer at Vassar College. And before that, I was an undergrad at George Washington, where I was also working in their admission office, slash being a tour guide.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And the theme of today's episode is urban campuses. And one of the things that is distinctive about Fordham is the fact that it has two campuses, the one in Rose Hill and the other in Lincoln Center in Manhattan. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how that works with the two campuses.
Great question. So our students, when they are applying to Fordham, they must select one college and one campus. So Liz, similar to what you were mentioning earlier, we have Rose Hill and Lincoln Center. Rose Hill is our campus in the heart of the Bronx. It is, when you think of a traditional college campus, it's Rose Hill, 85 acres, right across the street from the Bronx Zoo and the Botanical Gardens. Lincoln Center is the exact opposite. Lincoln Center is in the heart of Manhattan. It's on the Upper West Side in the Lincoln Square neighborhood, and it is 8 acres. So for students that want that traditional experience while still having somewhat of a more control over when they're interacting with the other four boroughs of New York City, I highly recommend Rose Hill. But, you know, if being in the heart of New York City is what excites you, you want that experience, but you also want to have that small, close-knit community, I highly recommend Lincoln Center. There's no escaping New York City at Lincoln Center, right? You're in the heart of it. So I think those are the two things, the two major things that students need to think about when it comes to which campus. And then our students are able to take courses in between both campuses. So let's say you decide to live at Lincoln Center and you want to be a student at Lincoln Center, but you also want to take a little bit of a break of New York City and explore the Bronx a little bit more. You can do up to 40% of your courses at the other campus, which would be Rose Hill in this instance. So you're just picking one campus that will be your home base where you would also reside as well, but you're more than welcome to interact between both campuses. And many students do. I think that's the joy. And we do have a shuttle that runs in between both campuses. It's called the Ram Van, and that shuttle runs every half hour between 6 a.m. and midnight, so you're never stranded on either campus. And then, of course, we're located to a ton of public transportation options as well.
Thank you. What are some things that students should consider when they're deciding between the Rose Hill campus and the Lincoln Center campus and which one will be their home. Can you talk a little bit about the advantages and disadvantages of each campus?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say there are any disadvantage to either campus. I think it basically just comes down to what your personal experience, but also what it is that you're looking for in terms of your college experience. I think for a student at Rose Hill, the advantage is, number one, that's where most of our students are located. So about 2/3 of our students are based at Rose Hill and about 1/3 based at Lincoln Center. We have 10,000 undergrads, so if you do the math, I'm not really good at math, so please bear with me, but I believe that's about 6,300 or so that are based at Rose Hill, and a little over 3,000 are based at Lincoln Center. So I think for the student that, you know, they want to be on where most of our students are located, Rose Hill is the excellent option. I would say, in terms of disadvantages, I would think it's the major offering. So Lincoln Center is only home to theater and dance within the liberal arts and the sciences. And then the Gabelli School of Business has one program at Lincoln Center, and that's global business. So going back to your point, Paula, for a student that wants to do the Gabelli School of Business, but let's say that they want to do business administration, they have no choice in their campus selection. They must be at Rose Hill. Whereas a student that wants to be in the Gabelli School of Business, but they would like to do global business as a major, they also have no choice in their campus selection. They must do Lincoln Center. And I'll get into the business school in a little bit, because it is a very unique opportunity within the business school, sort of like building your own education. Take what you want and leave the rest. And we're going to have to get that in a second. But other than that, within the liberal arts and the sciences, whatever is offered on one campus, for the most part, will also be offered on the other campus. So let's say you are a political science major or with a brand new major in biochemistry, you can pick either campus and you can do your courses in between both campuses as well. Going back to the business school, it's not to say that you can't do global business, for example, right? Let's say you're still interested in global business, but not as a major. There is an opportunity for you to concentrate within global business at Rose Hill. So I think that's one unique advantage. There are give and takes in certain areas. I think our students who are interested in minoring in fashion, for example, that's only located at Lincoln Center. So all those students must go down to Lincoln Center in that instance. I think one big advantage at Lincoln Center, though, is the location to internships. Our students at Fordham have a very unique opportunity of being able to be a full-time student, you know, taking a full load of classes, which at the very minimum is about 12 credits, while also interning very easily. So, you know, I would only do this if you're a morning person, but, you know, you could take that 8 a.m. morning class on a Wednesday, for example, and then that class, for instance, could end at 9 a.m. And then like 10 a.m., you can be in the office at the latest, depending on where your office is in Manhattan or in the surrounding other boroughs. You'll have time to go back to your residence hall to change, for example, or you might go to your class dressed up in your full business professional clothing, whatever that looks like to you. So I think that's another unique advantage point to being living at Lincoln Center. But going back to Rose Hill, our students can also do that at Rose Hill. So for example, you know, the student can take a class at Lincoln Center, and what's nice is that there's free transportation that will take you to Lincoln Center for that class. And then that student could also easily walk to their internship, spend a day at their internship in Manhattan or in Brooklyn. And then they either have two choices. They could go back to Rose Hill to take another class, or they can go back to Lincoln Center and take an evening course. So they're doing two courses at Lincoln Center that one semester, while also living at Rose Hill. So there's a lot of individual nuances that go into it. And I think that's the joy of being at Fordham. You know, we say New York City is just the start, you know, really finding your home and that flexibility is truly internal, right? It depends on what it is that you're looking to do. it's both a positive and a negative, I would say. So many opportunities, so many different routes, but how do you navigate that? And there's support, and that's where we come in.
That is awesome. So it's interesting because a lot of the students that we have at Gallen, although not all of them certainly, mm-hmm. have grown up in more suburban areas where yeah. it's pretty common to, you know, drive your car to school and to, you know, live in a single family house with a big yard. And then the transition to attending college in a big city where it's much more common to take public transportation, to be in sort of tighter quarters with, you know, you sort of see and hear more of your neighbors.
Yeah.
I know even, I mean, for me, I went to college in an urban area and that was sort of by design, but I was really surprised having grown up in Wisconsin that, you know, I still sort of joke that the first time I heard cars like honking just sort of to get people's attention, I thought there was some sort yes. of emergency or something like that. And so I'm wondering, like, if you were to sort of, you know, give advice to a student who's used to a more suburban lifestyle and wants to go to college in a big city, what are some things that you think they should know or think about so that they're not, you know, taken aback when they get there?
Great question. I think, yes, to your point, coming from suburban environment or backgrounds to living in one of the biggest cities in the world, right? That is a very big transition. I would say, number one, you're not the only one. So one of the very nice and unique parts about Fordham is that we have students that are coming from all 50 states and over 90 different countries as well. And one of the things I really admire, especially within that first week of school, is we make it a very intentional part to help our students build community. So for example, during orientation, it is just first-year students, right? So the idea is when you're walking on campus, sort of like that pressure of like, oh, is that person upperclassman? You know, will they think I'm weird going up to them asking like, where is so-and-so building? That's all gone because you're all first-year students, right? So it's sort of like just taking a moment to, number one, breathe, and also just understand that you're not the only one that's going through this time, this transitionary period. But I would also say, you know, at Fordham, we are the Jesuit University of New York. And part of that Jesuit belief system is a very big emphasis on community. And it's one of the things that I admire most about Fordham and why I continue to enjoy working at Fordham. You know, you're a student in New York City, the greatest city, if I may say. They do have much love for my Midwestern cities, Chicago, Milwaukee, excellent cities, highly recommend. And you're probably wondering, you know, what could there possibly be in terms of campus life? And there is, and that's a very big part of who we are at Fordham. So, you know, educating the whole person. College life is going to shape you in so many ways. And that growth is not only going to happen in the classroom, but also outside. So for us, as the cornerstone of a Jesuit education, you know, residential life and also community engagement, whether it be on campus and off campus, is a very big part. So in terms of, you know, student organizations, for example, that's a great way of helping you, you know, take what you had in suburbia, but also connecting it to living in New York City, but also in college, right? So if you did Key Club in high school, which I know is a very popular community service engagement organization in high school, and they also have it in a lot of colleges as well. There's examples of how you can do that on a different scale, right, in college, right? Whether it be living and learning with those individuals. So we do have living and learning communities on campus where you could live together, learn about certain topics together, and also take a few classes together as well. Now, I will say you really do need to like reflect internally and think, you know, are you the type of person that would be okay, you know, taking classes, doing fun things outside of the classroom, and living with these individuals at the same time too? You know, it's really important that you have that breakup if that's what it is that you're looking for. But in terms of, again, living in New York City, our RAs do a very good job, which are residential advisors, and there's residential advisors within the residence halls on both campuses, whether it be Rose Hill, Lincoln Center. And they do a lot of intentional programming, especially during our first year. Even though I'm getting ready to come up on my 2-year anniversary of living in New York City, sometimes I still get confused on your using the subway. So there's moments where we teach you all how to navigate the New York City subway. How do you buy your Omni or your the iconic New York City yellow? I'm blanking on the name of it right now because I use my phone now.
So the Metro card?
Yes, the Metro card. Thank you.
I remember Metro cards. It yes, was always so sad when you would lose them because they're sort of like gold.
Yes, your Metro card. We'll show you how to refill it, for example, you know, how to navigate that whole system. What does it mean going uptown, downtown, you know, the lingo? What does express mean? You know, express isn't necessarily 24/7. Express is only during rush hour. What is rush hour times in New York City, right? I think, you know, there's rush hour in every city, but I think it's different, much different to Chicago, especially, where it seems like there's traffic all the time. Here in New York City, there's not that, you know, there's traffic, but, you know, I can go in the middle of the day and still be flexible. So we'll do a lot of different things like that. I think what I really want students to know and really just like take home is that you're not the only one that's going into this situation. And there are so many resources, so many support systems at Fordham that is ready to support you in any shape or form, but you just have to let us know, right? There is no shame in asking for help. That's part of why we're here. So, you know, if you need to go talk to your RA about something, you can go do that. And then there's a lot of community building in the residence halls by your RA. So your RA would say, you know, well, this is one cool perk about Fordham. Our Rose Hill campus is directly across the street from the Botanical Gardens, which is the largest botanical gardens in the United States. And we actually get free access to the grounds of the Botanical Gardens. So your RA would say, hey, it's a very gorgeous day out, such as today. Meet me at the lobby at 5:00. Well, maybe not since daylight savings ended, but maybe like, you know, 3 p.m. And we can go for a walk at the Botans. Or part of their budget is to also do like fun events. So for example, like kayaking on the Hudson River or going to see a Broadway show. Our amazing President Tetlow, she has sung the national anthem at one of the Yankee games. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's like really cool. Or
that's really cool.
She also threw out the first pitch at the Mets game in the summer as well. So like our students would do a lot of like fun events like that. Or there's a food club, for example. So like, you know, taking like food trips, there's so much good food, you know. I'm biased to our Rose Hill campus. You know, it's across the street, not across directly across the street, but it's near Arthur Ave, which is the original Little Italy of New York. So tons of great options there. But then at Lincoln Center, for example, you know, we do have a green space at Lincoln Center. It's not 85 acres, but if you look directly across the street, it's Central Park. So it's very easy for you to like go take a break. Or you're right next door to the Metropolitan the Metropolitan Opera at Lincoln Center. So, you know, you can go to the opening play or any of their fun shows that they're hosting. I can go on and on about all the joys that there is to do, but just know that there's so many things to do. And I think what I want students and their families as they're navigating this process is to understand, especially at Fordham, you're in New York City, and that's great. We want you to enjoy that. But just know that we are also here to be a support system for you. It is one of the big pillars of the Jesuits, right? You don't have to go about it by yourself, and we don't want you to go about it by yourself. So just know that you can take advantage of everything New York City has to offer, but also have that small, tight-knit community vibe on campus as well.
That's awesome. Well, and I think it, I mean, I think a lot of what you said makes so much sense to me, and that I think for students who are considering going to college in, you know, at a school like Fordham or in a city like New York, that, you know, one of the things that it sounds like being sort of independent, but then also being open to new experiences, having meeting new people, trying new foods, trying new things, having your surroundings look a little different from what you might be used to makes you kind of a good fit, it sounds like.
100%. You know, our former president, he always had a good saying that I was like taking on the road with me. You know, he said, if you leave Fordham the same way that you came in, we didn't do our job. And that's not to say that we want you to go through an existential crisis, not at all. But we really want you to take this opportunity to take advantage of New York City, while also understanding that college is an incredible place to understand who you are as an individual. And you're combining that amazing city life, New York City, while also that close-knit student body that we love to curate and cultivate, and most importantly, protect at Fordham, that's willing to back you no matter where you go. So that independence is going to be key. But also just understanding that you need to be open to new experiences, and things may not work out the way that you probably have perceived in your head all the time, but that's okay. That's why we're here to help.
That's sort of what college is for, right?
Yes.
And Gerard, you kind of already touched on sort of the, you know, why students might choose Lincoln Center sometimes for, you know, academic purposes, but do you notice any patterns in terms of what types of students seem to thrive at the Lincoln Center campus or tend to choose it?
Yes, that's a great question. I think for students that are much more into the communications, the theater, the art world, they tend to gravitate more towards Lincoln Center, right? And that's because, well, it's in the name, Lincoln Center, but it's literally right across the street from Lincoln Center, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's the biggest performing arts center in the Western Hemisphere. And they're looking to expand it too, which is also just really cool. So I think those are the type of students that will tend to gravitate more towards Lincoln Center. You know, they want that thrill of New York City. They like that hustle and bustle, you know, their residence halls, you know, 20-foot story buildings they're living in. So, you know, you get downtown skyscraper views. That's what excites them. But they also want to know that, you know, everything they might need is going to be centrally located, right, in this one area, but then they can interact at free will as well.
It sounds ideal. I think, in your comments about all the support that exists for students who are, of course, new to Fordham, but may also be new to New York City or, you know, big urban areas, being able to explore a place like New York with that support built in, I feel like that was probably pretty reassuring to a lot of parents. So those are good points to make and good things to know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we are probably running out of time, but I wanted to see if there's anything else that you would like to add today that's important for our audience to know about urban campus life.
Yes. Urban campus life looks different depending on what city that you're in as well, right? New York City is just one of the major metropolitan areas on the Eastern Seaboard, for example, and it's not that's similar to Boston or to Washington, D.C. So I highly recommend, as you understand and you decide what colleges you're looking to apply to, ask questions from the current students, right? Get as much information from as many different people as much as possible. Because where to spend the next 4 years of your life is a very big decision, right? So you should be confident that you're going in the right direction, that you're getting all of the information, and most importantly, you're connecting with the students. There's no better way to really get a full temperature and a read of a campus than when you're connecting with our students. So I highly recommend ask those questions and take a campus tour if you can, you know. And they always say, if you love your campus while it's raining, you're going to love it even more when it's sunny. And I say that because it was about 8 weekends of continuous rain in New York City for the past weekend. So we finally got a break. So I think those are my final tips. Take it all in and don't rush in the course. Lean on your admission counselors and other members of the admission staff. That's what we're here for. This is part of my job. So you're never a bother to me. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out.
Gerard, thank you. That is such good advice. And thank you for joining us today and providing such helpful information. So listeners who want to know more about Fordham can visit fordham.edu. And to learn more about Gallen Education and Paula and me, please visit our website at www.galleneducation.com. And thanks everyone so much for listening.